get them girls loose, loose.
You
don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money,
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you from, in their final minutes here, from the Liberty Ford dealership on Aurora Road in Solon, the address 32811 Aurora Road. Hanford Dixon still with me for the remaining minutes. If you're driving by, you want to stop by, get an autograph or something from Hanford, and say hello. We certainly encourage you to do that, or just stop by. How about buy a car or lease a car or do something here, because there's a great, great stock of vehicles here at this dealership. This is the first of our five. We've got four more of these remotes to do with Liberty Ford, the dealerships throughout Northeast Ohio. We want to bring into the show right now our good buddy and a guy who has about as much football perspective as anyone can have, and that's why he's part of this show and has been right along since we relaunched as a two-hour show in July, our great friend Hanford Dixon. How you Gerard Cherry. Hanford Dixon sitting 2 feet away from me. Gerard Cherry, how you doing, Gerard?
I'm doing well, Vic, and you set yourself up for the ultimate joke because this is a family show. I won't say it.
Thank you very much for being kind to me, because I am a good friend of yours. No, I'll tell you the truth. Both defensive backs, and both have a lot of insight. Now, Hanford, we had him talk about Joe Hayden and those comments that he made, the emotion of it. You know what's happened since. He kind of gave it a calmer sort of, you know, more perspective look, but still someone who's speaking with a level of desperation. All right, right now you're thinking about a football team that could be going into a game with Caleb Haney as its starting quarterback, Gerard, and I want to know from you how you, as a player, you're Joe Hayden, you're whoever, you know, you're Paul Kruger, you're Alex Mack, you're Joe Thomas, all these guys who are veterans, and they're going to turn around and say, this guy's going to be our quarterback Sunday. How do you handle that as players?
You have two perspectives you could take, Vic. One is we stand no chance in you-know-what of winning this football game, or you could take the other one, which would be the more productive, which is we have nothing to lose. And more importantly, I have to go out there and represent for my name, my brand, my family, and my football team, and I can't control what takes place with Cable Haney and what he may or may not do on a football field. But what I can do is do my best by being the best in my position, in my role, to give him a better chance of doing something on a football field. So that's the best way to go about it, because if you go into it saying yourself, this guy doesn't know the playbook, he doesn't know what's going on, and we're facing one of the best teams in football, we don't stand a chance, you're going to get beat if you already have that mindset. So I would take the mindset of, you know what, I'm going to do my part to help my football team out and go from there.
Gerard, who would you like to see under center this week? As both, let's give it two opinions here. One, as a Browns fan or as a GM type hat, or then the other as a coach hat. Who do you want to see out there? Caleb Haney, a guy who's out of the league, who has 3 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, or Alex Tanney, who's kind of the unknown?
I'm going to go with Haney because he's had experience at least playing in a football game, and he can go back to that. You can't do that if you're Tanney. All you can say is that I played in the preseason, and that's really not saying that much, because it was for maybe if that a half or three quarters, who knows, and that was a long time ago. At least Haney can, even though he hasn't played this year, can say I've actually played in an NFL football game during the course of a regular season, and he can at least have some semblance of confidence with that, understanding what cadence he needs to call, how to do certain things that Tanney's just not going to be familiar with because he hasn't done it. And I think from a safety standpoint, you're better off with Haney as opposed to Tanney.
You know, I kind of thought you were going to answer it like that, and that was the answer that I think a player is going to give, an experienced player, maybe even one with not so much experience on the team, is going to have, because you need to at least have something you can latch onto. It isn't much with Caleb Haney. It isn't much, and I don't want to try to manufacture a discussion here, but
right.
I guess I am. But Haney versus Tanney, there's the difference. You are going to go into a game. You want to know that you've got somebody who's got at least some experience of having played an official NFL game, and in the case of Haney, he has made 4 starts.
Yeah, and Haney can also say, too, I played in a playoff game in a meaningful situation and performed well. So I have had situations where it was a desperate situation and I came in and did admirably in those cases. So he can at least bank on that. Now, again, we understand what's at stake here and what's the situation. But if you put Tanney out there, fine. You are trying to see what he's capable of doing. You want to have him around more than likely for next year as a prospect, someone you can grow with. I understand that. At the same time, though, like I said, if he has no experience, you are really, in this case, in this particular week, you're going to put one of the best and brightest minds of defensive football with a guy who's never played. You're asking for trouble, obviously.
You are, and I don't know if the Browns aren't going to be in trouble either way this week against the New England Patriots. Talk about playing with nothing to lose and able to do that and shock the world. You're going to have to stop Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, Shane Vereen. We've talked at length about how this team struggles with tight ends, how they struggle with pass-catching running backs out of the backfield. Vereen, he's got 28 catches in only four games this season. How do you even see the Browns trying to attack or stop the attack of the New England Patriots?
It comes back to the same issue each week, Nathan, and that is being intense about the situation and putting more out there than your opponent. Because one thing that may occur for the Browns is this. It's late in the season, and physically and mentally, you're looking for a week to check out and take a break and say, oh, I don't have to prepare as much. I need a break. My body's starting to kind of break down, and the playoffs are approaching, and I want to be fresh for that. And you never are fresh for that. So there's a distinct possibility that the Patriots may rest on the laurels of who they're playing against and realizing what's the situation with the Browns quarterback situation and not be as animated, not as aggressive, and not as intense. And if you're the Browns, you come out there with that, and hopefully you're up by 14 or 20 points before the Patriots look up, kind of similar to what took place when they played against Houston. But obviously they came back and won that game, so you hope that may occur again, because the Patriots have shown that they have the ability to start very slow, and then if you're the Browns, hopefully you don't let them catch you.
Real quick one from me, Gerard, the last one here. Mike Tomlin, that's a big story on what punishment he might face for the incident on Thanksgiving night on that Jacoby Jones return. How severe should the punishment be for him? Fine and suspension, just fine? How are you looking at it?
Yeah, I like Mike Tomlin, so it's hard for me to say. So I'm going to totally just be biased right here. So I would say fine, but really if you need to send a message, you probably should suspend him because you can't be on the football field. You just can't.
Mm. All right. We thought maybe the suspension would be a little too harsh, and I like him too. I mean, I think the
right
guy's a great
mm-hmm.
guy, but that incident, that situation is serious. And you okay? So you just spoke to that. That's a problem. If you're getting people who think coaches think, hey, we could start tripping guys now.
Exactly. If that's the case, you'll go out and punch them. What's next? You never know. I mean. I get the motto, you're not cheating, you're not trying, but no, you can't do that.
That's taking it to a ridiculous level. Gerard, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
No problem, guys. Take care.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Gerard Cherry on with us as he regularly is. We want to thank some folks for their participation. Certainly Hanford Top Dog Dixon for being with us. And Devon Bess and Jameer Howerton for the Inside the Locker Room segment. Thank you. We certainly want to thank and appreciate Greg Bumbu and the whole crew here at Liberty Ford for taking good care of us as we did our remote here, as yours truly did the remote here. Want to thank Eric, our on-site engineer. Want to thank Katie and Anastasia and Sam, all our crew from the Browns, for helping us out in a great way to make this thing happen. And we'll do this again. I think Thursday will be our next dealership visit. We'll start promoting that for you very soon here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Carly McCord for tweeting and for putting together the Browns Daily Wrap, which will be posted on ClevelandBrowns.com a little later today. For my partner, Nathan Zagura, I'm Vic Carucci, saying we will talk to you again on Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go,
Browns. Thank you, Dino, too.
Here we go.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.